it all just came out of me. There's nothing you can do about things like that. I mean, if you repress an instinct, like the one to make pop music, or indeed the one Freud would tell us where you saw your father in the bath, whichever it is you repress, it comes out another way.
Once upon a time, I could have had it all. A princess with a price on her head, or the prince who climbed the wall. But when pride has it in for someone, none of us can check the fall.
The last record was this folk record, and I hadn't been highlighting that part of my writing. I had a huge backlog of songs, and from this 50 songs that I had, I then picked the 12 poppiest ones.
This is the sting, I still want everything. Here is the twist, you're on my list, and here's what I mean. You're still the queen.
For me, I would describe it as a lush pop sound, but for other people, it's not quite that lush. It's just, for me, it's lush. It happens to coincide with something that sounds vaguely contemporary, which is very unusual for my records, but I don't normally bother with that.
I'd love to get inside your head, and let's be blunt, there are other words.
I am always delighted when things please other people, and I kind of hope that the reason they please other people is because they please me. If it pleases me, it's not likely at least to be talking to the lowest common denominator, because I'm not a stupid guy.
Am I reading too much into the way you touch me when you brush by? It's much too much. Am I reading too much into nothing?
I could have made a folkier, rootsier kind of album, but on this one I tried to really pick the songs that I felt suited the record that I could make.
Am I reading too much into the way you touch me when you brush by? It's much too much. Am I reading too much into nothing?